the African penguin. As known for its monogamous nature as it is for being a penguin from Africa. But how monogamous are these birds really? And what would happen if they were separated from their partners? Here we have Brian. Today he's leaving his partner Cheryl behind and joining the boys. Jeepers, he is quick out the gates. Easy there, Brian. It's not a race. Watch as they make their way down to their local haunt. A pack of wingmen ready to spread their wings and dive into the great unknown. What a turnout! An unprecedented gathering of attractive birds pepper the shores of this popular beachfront destination. Some sparks are sure to fly today. Watch closely, folks. History is about to be shattered as this soiree kicks into gear. They do appear to just be standing and staring, a rarely successful move. Jeff has decided to go for a dip. Each to their own. Right, we seem to have found a breakaway group of birds who've bravely gathered on a rock in close proximity to one another. A gesture that should lend itself to some sort of interaction. They seem to have misunderstood the fundamentals of socializing, tilting their heads away from each other in a blatantly obvious attempt to avoid conversation. Ooh, Brian seems to be getting somewhere. Nope. Filled with regret, he appears to be having a panic attack. He closes his eyes and sways from side to side. He longs to go home to Cheryl and berates himself, forever entertaining the prospect of being with another bird. 0% of penguins gave into temptation. The African penguin remains monogamous. These results, while heartwarming, are cause for concern. From 141,000 breeding pairs in 1956, there are now only 18,000 breeding pairs of African penguins left. When you lose one, you lose two. And we need every last one.